Time when many of us are mourning Father Alec Reid and remembering the wonderful work he did in secret in the Northern Ireland peace process. One secret aspect of the weekend deal on Iran is particularly interesting, I think, to people in this part of the world. This is a report overnight by Associated Press telling how the US and Iran engaged in a series of high-level, face-to-face secret talks over the past year to prepare the way for the deal announced in Geneva on Saturday. The discussions were kept hidden even from America's closest allies, including Israel, AP says, until 2 months ago, and appear to explain how the agreement came together so quickly. This is President Obama's outline of what's agreed.
For the first time in nearly a decade, we have halted the progress of the Iranian nuclear program, and key parts of the program will be rolled back. And new inspections will provide extensive access to Iran's nuclear facilities and allow the international community to verify whether Iran is keeping its commitments. These are substantial limitations which will help prevent Iran from building a nuclear weapon. Simply put, they cut off Iran's most likely paths to a bomb.
President Obama speaking in Washington last night, and we're joined now by Mark Hibbs, who's a weapons expert and nuclear analyst at the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace. Mark, thanks very much for taking our call. We've heard the president outline in detail what he sees as the ground gained in what is, after all, we need to remember, only an interim agreement. So what's your assessment of the progress made and where we need to go from here?
Well, this is an opportunity to, in fact, de-escalate a crisis which has been with us now for 10 years, and until this negotiation made progress, was threatening to move the world toward another war in the Middle East. Basically, the Iranians have agreed to suspend and freeze activities for a six-month period during which they will negotiate a comprehensive solution to the crisis. This gives the powers in Iran some space to be able to do that. At the same time, it also commits Iran to de-escalate its nuclear program, and also commits the powers to negotiate a framework to roll back sanctions, which have been really killing economic development in that country. The Iranians are very desperate to have these sanctions removed, and that's one of the linchpins of this agreement.
Are you an optimist about what will be one of the fundamental tests of this deal, which is whether and to what extent inspectors, nuclear inspectors from the International Energy Authority, will be able to go in and ascertain that what has been promised and agreed is actually happening?
Well, you've put your finger on the most difficult aspect of the deal. The deal is a good deal because it basically begins with a baseline of IAEA inspections and analysis of that program, which have been ongoing for a decade. So this is not a deal which breaks ground in that respect. But what it does is it uses that baseline to get Iran to answer important questions that are unresolved about the peaceful nature of that program. This is where there's room for skepticism, because the questions that Iran must answer during the next 6 months are questions which Iran so far, before the deal happened, was unwilling to answer for a period of about 5 years. So it's compressed the timeline considerably. And we can only hope that Iran will respond to the prospect of serious sanctions lifting by cooperation with the IAEA.
Well, as we wait to see how the Atomic Energy Authority's inspectors get on when they go into Iran, Israel and its Prime Minister Netanyahu have made their view very clear. This is a historic mistake, in his view. So the risk is there, or to what extent do you think is there a risk of Israel acting unilaterally, militarily?
Well, the Israeli government is deeply suspicious of Iran. But it's important to compare the response of the government with the response of others, for example, Shimon Peres in recent days, who has told the world he's skeptical of the deal, but he's not rejecting it. So there is a various opinions in Israel. The Israelis fundamentally, our problem is that they are not at the table with the powers in negotiating an agreement with a country which they consider to be an existential threat. So there's going to have to be some walking back of the Israeli position with the United States. The U.S. is committed to have a bilateral relationship with Israel to defend its security interests. That will continue. So I see this as an opportunity to de-escalate the problem. The Israelis, if they were to continue in a war of words and war of secret actions with Iran, where they have been for decades, if Iran's program moves ahead without any constraints, then we're on the path toward war. And basically, this deal was conceived to walk us back from that very perilous situation.
And that's Carnegie Endowment weapons expert Mark Hibbs speaking to me earlier. It's 26 minutes.